Hi, thank you for holding, Corey. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists in the area. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good, good, good. It's another day closer to Friday.
Yeah. Everybody likes Fridays but me.
Why don't you like Fridays?
Well, I have to pay payroll and I work all weekend anyway, so it doesn't really...
You know, you're the second person that tells me they don't like Fridays because of payroll. But if you have to work every day, I completely understand that as well. There's no fun in that, right?
Yeah, not normally.
So I see that you've been in the business since 2012, so congratulations on that. And also, you are trying to target certain jobs more on the roofing side, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. We can definitely help you out with that. So let me kind of explain to you a little bit about how it all works, just so you can kind of understand. So it's first page placement on Google. Now, the way that that works is you get approximately 15 keywords. Now, these keywords that you pick, you want to pick of services that you offer. So the services that you are trying to get work in, people who are actively searching for you, those are the keywords you want to pick. So when somebody searches one of those keywords in your area, your business is one of the first ones that pops up on the first page of Google. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we do the first page placement on Google where we put you where the local map section is. We also do initial content creation on Bing for you, as well as Yahoo, Amazon Alexa, Siri. Now, another thing that we do are those Facebook ads. Now, we've seen great return when it comes to Facebook ads. The way that those work are pretty much the same concept as the Google. So when someone searches for one of those keywords that you pick, and let's just say this person doesn't call you. When they go on Facebook, an ad is going to pop up for your business. Yeah, go ahead.
Make it out there by the driveway. Sorry. I'm on
no,
the job site. Everybody's talking to me.
I wasn't sure
no,
if they were talking
that.
To you or not. But yes, basically, the Facebook ads is going to be the same concept. So those keywords are what's going to be important for you. So the good thing about those keywords is you're going to receive an app. So in the app, you're going to be able to see how many people have searched for these keywords, the location that these people searched the keywords. And you can always change those keywords based off of the type of services you want to get. So roofing, obviously, that area is going to be one of the most keywords that you're going to use. So that's pretty much how the service works. You know, it is a month-to-month service as well, so there is no contracts on that. It's a $249 flat rate, $99 setup fee that's only charged once. So today your initial investment is $348, but then after that it's just $249 a month.
Okay.
How does that sound to you?
You know, it doesn't sound bad to me. I don't know if we're ready for it just yet. What I'm trying to do is finish off the website, right, so that we can have all of our products and our financing in place, and I don't have that done just yet. What was the name of your company again? I'm sorry.
You're okay. So our company name is Local Splash, like a splash of water. Now,
okay.
you are looking to handle more business now, right, to get more jobs, especially in the roofing area?
In the roofing area, yeah, and siding, I would do that. But, you know, this interior remodeling and these room additions and things that we've been doing, yeah, I've just been turning them down altogether. So.
Got it.
I'm just
okay.
Trying to get things simpler. They're more manageable job sites. It's quicker turnaround on the, you know, cash flow, things like that.
Got it. Because this isn't
so
like
I definitely want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to do this. You know, and I started this process with a company. I think you're offering the same thing that they were doing, and it's called IBA. It's in Roanoke, Indiana. And so there's a lady named Monica there that I've been dealing with, and I just don't want to do it twice. But why don't you – is there a way I can contact you directly, or do you have to call me back?
So you – actually, there is a way that you can contact me directly, but I just looked up the company, IBA Marketing. in Roanoke, Indiana.
Yeah.
That's off of Main Street. They're permanent to close now.
Yeah, I know. We started with them, and then they kind of split apart. And I think I've already hired Monica for some of this. I just don't know. I don't know. I just don't want to.
How long ago did you start with her?
Well, we started with them about 6 months ago, and then about, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago, we had a meeting with the other lady. And then Monica was gone for a couple of weeks, and she reached back out to me in an email, and I've been emailing with her here for about a month, but I don't have my website quite the way I want. I don't have the financing and, you know, the materials. I've got it made. It's a pretty cheesy website if you pull it up and look at it.
I looked it up. It's actually not a bad website. I've seen some that look terrible. But your website doesn't look bad. But it doesn't seem like for what it is that they provide, because if you've been with them already for 6 months, there's not even a Google business profile for your business.
So yeah, I know. And so there's one that's for Shoemaker Roofing that I never made that I can't seem to get off of there. It was an old company from like 90 something to 2007, and I closed it, and I never even made that listing. I don't even know how it came about. I haven't lived in that house that's in that Shoemaker Roofing Google page since, man, I don't know. What year were you born? 94?
I was born 91.
I haven't. No, I was talking to one of the guys because he lived there with me. You know, I mean, I don't think I've lived there since 2000 or something like that, 2002. I don't even know how it comes up on that. And I can't get rid of it. I can't get it to go away. Somehow I have to do a video and claim ownership, and it just frustrates the hell out of me, right? So,
I
need to do all of this. And we'll probably go with you guys, I think, because this thing with the Monica, she's starting her own thing, and I tried to stay local, right? But, you know, the other side of it is I'm working like 70 hours a week, and I'm 80% of the way through everything I'm trying to do in this last 20%, the last month, 6 weeks. I've just been so busy at work, I haven't put a lot of effort. I haven't finished it, right? So I'm almost there. I'm just not quite ready yet.
Yeah, no, so. I hear you. My only concern on your end is just that since it is an exclusive listing, you know, it is something that we're looking to get filled. I know that Jonathan, he put it on pause since yesterday, since I know that he was going to give you a call back. But we are calling construction companies in the area. We don't work with any of your competitors, so there's no sharing of leads.
Right.
So the thing is, as soon as we find a company, we no longer work with any other company. So,
right on. Are you able to help me set up on Google? Or is that
something
you do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that's why I was going to tell you as well. So I looked up the company that you were talking with, and what they do, it looks like they do marketing for your business, but I don't see anything about actual Google. So we are a channel premier partner company with Google. So we set up your Google business profile. I mean, obviously we're going to need your help to do that because Google does mail you out a verification pin, has to verify that you are an actual legitimate business. But we help you out
I paid Google a couple of years ago before I moved, and they wouldn't send it to a P.O. box, and they wouldn't email it to me, and I could never verify the pin. And I'll tell you, because in that particular town that I lived in then, which is just a suburb of Huntington, Warren, Indiana, we didn't have mail delivery. Everybody had a P.O. box. I couldn't, and it just pissed me off. Like 40 phone calls later, why can't you just email it to me? Why can't we? There's got to be another way, right? But I did move about 6 or 8 months ago. I live in Huntington now where there is mail service.
Okay, good.
I don't know who I reach out to at Google to do that. You know, I just, all of this is, you know what? I'm just an old carpenter, right? this internet shit, I hate it.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
don't
honestly,
use it because everybody uses it, right?
Yes. So here's the thing. Google, I mean, 9 out of 10 people use Google. 90% of the people do business on the first page of Google. I mean, it definitely sounds like you are a perfect candidate for our services. Let me tell you, this is going to work great for you. I already know it. I can see it that it's going to work great for you. How about if I were to remove that setup fee today? We'll keep you at the flat $249 per month. And, you know, get you started today because it doesn't start working right away. Just so you can kind of understand the timeline. From when you sign up, it takes approximately 3 days to set up a time for you to meet with the onboarding team, well, over the phone. And it's going to take approximately 5 to 7 days to get all of your dashboards set up. Those Facebook ads takes approximately 7 to 14 days. And now first page placement is going to take approximately 30 to 45 days simply because it's that whole process that Google has to do. So it's not going to happen right away. It does take a little bit of time, but at least let's get you flowing. We'll keep you at the 249 flat, include everything, and just remove that setup fee so we can get started today for you. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you this, though. So literally last week, I rented an office space so that the address doesn't come up to my house. Does that make sense? I've been trying to do all these things to make it more legitimate. I just don't want that Google listing showing 1351 William Street, which is where I live now. Do you know what I mean?
So
I want to go to that office space that I have. All those type of things are, I don't take possession of that office till September 1st, unfortunately.
So let me ask you that.
It's already mine.
That office, how far away is it from your home address?
Maybe a mile, if that.
Okay, so it's not much at all. So the good news is if you have the the verification pin, go to your address. We can easily just hide your address from online. That's not a problem on our end.
Okay.
We just hide your address. So it's very easy fix for us.
Yeah, you know, but this is month to month, right? I'm not signing a contract and stuck in this for a year or two, right? Yeah, let's do it then. I'll do it if you want to do it.
Yeah, I'm only going to take about 10 to 15 more minutes. Let me verify I have everything, and then we're going to go through a verification that's going to be recorded as well. It's going to go over everything that we just went over, and then I'm also going to send over those terms and conditions for you that say exactly what we said, and it has where you can always cancel as long as it's 3 days before your next billing date is what we ask. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Corey, I have your first name spelled C-O-R-E-Y. Is that correct?
Nope, C-O-R-Y. Can you give me just a second? Everybody's waiting on. You caught me at the job site.
Can you give me just a sec?
All right.
Yes, go ahead.
Corey, so it's SHOEMAKERCORY at YMAIL.com.
YMAIL.com. Okay. Now, this phone number that I'm speaking on, is this the same number that you're going to want your customers to call you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, company name, I have it down as Shoemaker Construction. Is that exactly the way you want it to look? Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get your home address. And then I'll make sure to put it down on the notes that we're going to be hiding it on the Google business profile. What's your address?
My home address is 1351 William Street.
Okay, in Memphis, Tennessee?
No, Huntington, Indiana.
Oh, that's right. You said Huntington, Indiana. Memphis, Tennessee popped up first. Oh, it's Williams was popping up. Hold on.
It's just William, no S.
Oh, that's why. Thank you. Okay. And then for zip code, I have 46750. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to put you, obviously, as an authorized user on the account. Would you like to add anybody else?
Sherry Fry.
Sherry, I know people spell names differently. Is it S-H-E-E-R-R-Y?
E-R-R-I-E.
Ah, perfect. And fry as in frying food?
Yeah, with an E on the end.
Okay. Is there anybody else you would like to add?
Not that I know of at this time.
Okay. Now, we are going to schedule a onboarding call. You'll meet with the account manager. They'll call you within an hour window. It takes approximately 40 minutes to an hour to go over everything in detail with you about how all of this works and your account. What does your schedule look like for today or tomorrow? We can do Monday if need be as well.
Yeah, tomorrow would probably be better or Monday. Today's just shot in the foot. I could probably work something out tomorrow afternoon. I don't know how late in the evening. I don't know where. Are you guys Eastern Standard Time? Or?
We are Pacific, so we are in Fountain Valley, California, which is Southern California, Orange County area.
Yeah, that must be it. I was just in Vegas a couple weeks ago. It was beautiful.
Ah, 117 yeah.
degrees.
No,
it wasn't
gosh.
Beautiful. It was awful. Yeah, but, you know, so of an evening would be better for me. I mean, if you're 3 hours behind me, you guys probably go home at, what, 4 or 5?
We leave at 4, which is the latest time that I have tomorrow is between 6 to 7 o'clock your time. Does that work for you tomorrow?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, 6 to 7 tomorrow. Okay, and then for services that you offer, so they're going to go into detail with you tomorrow more on what looked for the most on actual keywords, but I know that you're mainly wanting to do the roofing side. Now, what other services do you want to offer where, you know, when people are searching for those services, we put you right in front?
Yeah, so roofing, siding, windows, doors, decks, pretty much anything exterior. Metal is in different types of roofing, right? You know, and we do some commercial roofing, not a lot, but some.
Okay. Okay. I put exterior construction as well, since you do pretty much exterior stuff. And then they'll go into detail with you more on that tomorrow. Let me see here. We are doing a Google Business Profile for you. Are you licensed and insured?
I am insured. We're not required to have a license here.
Okay.
I think Allen County is the only county around me that you have to. But we just don't do much work there. I will be here shortly. I need to be.
Okay. And you have a Facebook page, Shoemaker Construction. Yes, I found it already. So you got that. You don't need a website because you have one. We have the option of building you a website as well. So if you want to think about if you want us to build you another one, we can. Or, you know, keep what you have. It's completely up to you.
I'd like to do is take some manufacturers and add to the one we got. I don't know. What would you do? You're the professional, right? Is that one sufficient? I don't think it's about the website per se, is it? It's more about just a something place for them to land, right?
Correct.
I would like to put our
uh-huh.
I would like to get our financing company on there so we could pre-qualify some people whenever I'm able. You know what I mean? Because that's going to be something new for us too. So I survive in a town of 35,000. The whole county is 35,000 people, and we do only cash. This advertising, all these things I've been doing are all new, right? So this is going to be a new step for me. Having the office space is a new step for me. I'm actually going to hire a secretary and not answer every phone call this company gets because it's hard. It'll be 70, 100 phone calls, you know?
I was going to tell you as well, so we do offer a call tracking, which is included in your cost. The way that the call tracking works is pretty much you're going to get a phone number and the calls go directly to the number you want it to go to, but it reduces spam calls and it also records all of your calls, which is kind of cool. Do you want me to add that feature? It's included.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And then the app, I'm obviously going to include that so you can make your changes on your own. When it comes to your website, I did notice that it was made by Wix. Our websites do tend to look better than that. So if you'd like, I'll have the account specialist speak with you tomorrow about it. It might make sense to do a website for you, because I don't know if we can put something to pre-qualify your customers. That would be a great question to ask them tomorrow. But I know that you can also do a payment integration on our actual websites, because they are secure. So your customers can pay for your services on your website. So it is an option.
Right.
I'll put it in here so they can further explain it to you tomorrow, and then you can kind of decide if it's something that would work for you. Okay?
Right on. And if we schedule this call for tomorrow at the time we've got it, Sherry can be in on it as well. And that'll make a big difference in all this for us.
Okay, yeah. That's perfect. So you can put her on speaker, and both of you guys can be there.
Yep.
For the hours of operation, what days and times are you open?
Well, honestly, 24 hours a day, it seems like. But, I would like to stay from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturdays. There's got to be some sort of,
break
to it, I guess.
Yes.
I mean, it could be Easter Sunday, and I'll get 4 or 5 phone calls, either from a future customer, a previous customer, an active customer, and.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you need
this has been my personal phone, my business phone. It's not going to stay that way. We're switching it all. As soon as I have that office space, it'll be the office phone. And I'll just go pick up another one for myself. So.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, you need a break.
need to prevent something.
Yeah, I'm working all day, every day. It's just, like you said, I can imagine it gets old, so I completely understand that part. So I got you down 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday, 8 to 12, and then Sunday closed, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, for areas that you want to target, you can pick zip codes, counties, or cities.
Yeah, probably just counties, I suppose.
Okay. What counties will they be?
Allen County, probably. Grant County, Wells County, Wabash County, Whitley County, Huntington County. Probably another county around all those, but I'm not exactly sure what they all are. Maybe I could answer that better tomorrow.
Yeah, you can do that. And
like to try to stay up about an hour, right? So
yeah, that's fine.
Go ahead.
I know I'm missing one. I got Allen County, Grant County, Wells County, Whitley County, and Huntington County. I know I'm missing one.
It wouldn't be Brown County. That's way south of here. It would be, let's see, what did I say? I just gave you everyone that touches us, I think is what I did. So it would be Grant, Allen, Whitley, Wells, Wabash. I think that was
there.
I think.
Wabash. Wabash was the one I was looking
for. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I seem distracted.
No, you're fine. I'm almost done as well. For the card that you're going to use, is it your name on the card?
Yeah.
Is there a middle initial on it?
Yes, E.
E, okay. Now for, let me put this here, the billing address for that card, is it going to be your home address?
It's actually Sherry's address. No, it's a different one. It's 1571 North Dust Hill Road.
Dust?
Dust, S-H-U-T-T, Dust Hill Road.
Let me get the spelling to that street one more time, please.
S-H-U-T-T, two words, Shut Hill Road.
Perfect. Okay. And it's also in Huntington, Indiana, 46750, right? Same zip code?
Yep. Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. And then what type of card is it going to be?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. And I am ready whenever you are.
5424-1814-6732-1308.
Okay, and the expiration on that?
0827.
0827, and the security code?
707.
Okay. Now, we're going to have a security question on your account. So this is how you're going to know that we are the ones calling you, not some random company that's trying to take more money or business away from you. So the security code is a question that you get to pick from. You can choose either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name is fine.
Okay. And what is her maiden name?
Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z.
One more time on the spelling. I have to type it in twice.
Sorry, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z.
I think I missed. You know what? Let me put it down. You said S-C-H-U-L-T.
And then Z is in zoo.
Yeah, that's what I missed, was the U on the second one. Okay. Schultz.
Yep.
Okay, that's saved on that end. And then right now we're going to go into the voice verification as well. And then everything's going to be emailed and texted over to you. Okay. We're almost done as well. I know you're busy. Okay, so for the voice verification, everything is going to pretty much be recorded as well. So everything that we went over for you, it is recorded for quality assurance. And just to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. So for the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Shoemaker Construction.
Okay. Please state your name and title within your business.
Corey Shoemaker, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. Are you authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may be receiving calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we have the security question for you to verify that we are Local Splash that's calling you, not another company. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? The phone number we're going to be calling from is an 877-635-6225 number. I will be texting you this number as well as my extension. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your initial payment is going to be $249 flat rate. After that, every month, it's just going to be the $249. Now, you can discontinue this agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you do it 3 days before your next billing due. Do you understand all of these conditions that I went over?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So right now I'm going to charge the card for the $249. And then you're going to be receiving the text messages, emails. I'm going to go over the terms and conditions for you, and then we're pretty much going to be done. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Uh, And it's all processing now, so you should be receiving it pretty soon. Okay. All right, let me see if it's sent. I'm going to text you right now as well our office number, and then it has my extension, so you can always reach me there. If I don't answer, please leave a voicemail, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. And then the terms and conditions, I'm going to send them to you as well right now. It goes over exactly what we went over. Let me know when you receive the link so I can go over it with you real quick.
I got it.
All right, perfect. So this is basically letting you know what we're going to do for you. It's going to be first page placement on Google. There's also the directory submissions, the Facebook ads that we're going to do. It also goes over the pricing that we are charging you, which is the $249. Also, it's letting you know that if you ever do get too busy and you need to put a pause on your service, you can always do that by calling us. Just please do it 3 days before your next billing date. And also the cancellations and refunds, what we went over is that you can cancel with us. Just ask that you do it 3 days before your billing date. The only thing I need you to do is click on the little box that says I certify, type your name at the bottom exactly with capital letters the way it looks right above, and then just confirm the signature.
Can't even spell my own name. You know, it's pretty bad, right?
Just blame it on the fact that you're busy.
Right. I've literally missed 6 phone calls since we've been on the phone.
Oh, my God. You definitely need a secretary.
Well, but most of this is the guys. We just got more than one job site. So do I need to create the username and login right now? Or?
No, we're going to do that for you. We are done already. Everything's done. So I have you down for a call tomorrow between 6 to 7. I'll send over the Google invite right now as soon as we're done as well. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Thanks so much, Corey. You have my info. And call me if you need anything. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You have a blessed day.
You too. Thanks so much. Bye.